Welcome, welcome, welcome back again, guys. This is your host, Kai, code name Kai, the one and only. And we're back again with the amazing Rashia, and we're also here with Gigi. Today, we've got a very cool topic, and well, ladies, take it away.
So we're talking about goals.
Yes.
Like, what are your goals for the new year?
I'm excited.
I'm excited for the new year.
I'm so ready for this year.
I think
I've
mentally been ready.
Yes.
I just needed it to catch up with me.
I know that's right. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for a new year.
Yes, I'm
excited.
For
a new beginning.
That part.
A new
fresh
milestone.
Start.
I feel like for all of us, it's just... Especially since, you know, with COVID and a lot of us being in the house, and since 2019, we didn't do much. And then a lot of us were writing ideas down. I feel like so many people have become rich through, like, whatever they were writing during COVID.
Yeah.
There's just been such a shift of, like, change.
I think it's, like, that shift of mindset.
The tables are
I want more. Yeah.
The tables are turning
like
around.
Being a home
we're turning
and
around.
Yeah.
I'm
excited. I'm excited. Yeah. It's just been a long time coming for some of us, you know? It's like when you want something so bad, you can almost taste it. I know there's a song that actually say that. There's a song that says something like that. You want something so bad, it's like you can almost taste it because you went through so much BS in the last few years. Now you're like, when is my turn? Like, when is this go? Like, God, somebody.
When am I about to elevate?
When am I
going to
make this money?
Grow.
Dang it.
Yeah. When but, my $1 million coming?
Where's my $1 million coming?
Well, you do know. As things goes down, they go up too.
Yeah.
So for anyone who had a difficult year, I'm talking about since COVID, then after COVID, then 2014. If you had three difficult years in a row,
yeah,
I'm telling you,
abundance is coming.
It's coming.
Yeah,
hang in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, and you know how you get that feeling like that change is about to come. Like
you
just feel
you
it.
Know. You just
like
know.
In your soul and your heart and your mind and the way you go about your day. Like you just feel it. I'm like, ooh, it's coming, and I'm so ready. But he also ain't gonna send you stuff.
No,
he ain't gonna send you your blessings unless he knows you're prepared to receive these blessings.
Because you know how it is with some people.
Yeah,
it's very once you receive, then you just lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's I think. What I think my question is this, guys. Do you think we should plan our goals?
Absolutely.
For me, it helps.
Because I don't.
Like, I have to write it down so I can visually see it on a piece of paper.
Okay.
And then, like, I'm a more visual, like, I daydream all the time. Like, if you see me staring out into space, I'm somewhere. I'm just not here with you.
And that's probably the way you're manifesting.
I'm in my future.
That's how you visualizing.
I see the new me with the new hair and the new car, the new wardrobe. I see it all.
Somewhere in Greece.
And I was like, ooh, it's coming. Ooh, it's coming.
Do you honestly
twerking
think
on
it's
a boat in Dubai type level type stuff. Like, I see it.
Do you think it's good to prepare your goals or kind of... Because I have, like, a thing that I do for mine. But do you think it's, like, it's worth it to prepare your goals? There's a reason why I don't prepare mine.
Why?
It's a spiritual thing for me.
Okay.
Here's the reason why I don't prepare it. I feel like we live in a society where people want to copy and paste your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when you prepare your goals, you don't end up accomplishing what you wanted to do. So I feel like for me, it's always been where I sort of get myself ready spiritually.
Yeah.
So I put the intention and don't speak about it.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just say, this is like, I'm speaking through my soul and my spirit. Say, you know what? This is what I need to accomplish. Point blank.
Right.
And then I do in my daily mantra routine, my daily prayer that I do, like, hey, this is what I want. This is what I want. This is what I want. Once I do that, I like to just leave it alone.
Okay.
Because I've already set my goals for it. So
yeah,
I don't
you
need
already
to keep
put
the,
it into
yeah,
the universe.
I've already
just
put
it
out there. And I say,
it.
But then, but I also do is charity, right? Because you can't just expect, I always say, gift to be given, right? You can't just be like, well, I want this ball. What are you giving for it to be given? Right? So there's certain things that I feel like we also must do for us to be able to receive, right?
I agree.
You can't just be like, well, I'm going to, daydreaming is fine. Yeah. But when you put that attention in, what are you doing for it also to receive?
To make
right?
it come.
Yeah. Like charity. Because I do a lot of charity work where I give without looking. For example, they say, make sure like when your right hand is giving, your left doesn't know what's going on, right? Like
gotcha.
That kind of charity. Like I prepare myself mentally. Like, I set those boundaries where I'm like, you know what? This is what I want for the next 3 years. And I don't like to set, I hate goals that are like, what, like yearly. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Because we never accomplish those, you know?
No.
I don't think anybody ever accomplished yearly goals. I don't know.
I check a lot of things off my list.
Maybe that, yeah.
But do I complete the list? No.
Right.
Some things get carried over.
Right.
Which is okay. Mm-hmm.
That's so true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I just feel like being able in 2020, this year, man, it's been, let's just go back to January. Just a lot has happened since January.
January of 2024?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you just look at this year in general, it just, for me, it's been, I'm drained.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm so exhausted.
So drained. And I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's not like I hate my job or anything. It's just like I love what I do, but I'm like, why am I so drained? What is it?
Mm-hmm.
What is it that's pushing us to be drained? Is it just because we're overdriving ourselves, maybe with like so much ambition?
That could be it.
Okay, because I really am.
I'm super, like when I say I wrote down all the things I wanted in 2020, it was like 4 pages. I was like,
Jesus.
That's what I said too.
Girl.
I was like, okay.
Read a book.
Let's minimize this a little bit.
Step one.
Get your life together, girl.
Get your shit together.
Let's figure this out. We've been in limbo way too long.
Yeah.
But for me, setting goals work. Like I said, the vision boards work for me. And then just being around the right people.
Right.
That I can kind of align with, that has similar mindsets. Mm-hmm. That's going to motivate, hold me accountable.
Yeah.
Which is a big thing. And that's just going to motivate me to move forward and not stay stuck in the past. Like, oh, I didn't do this. Sad me.
Mm.
Well, let's not have a pity party. Let's keep it moving.
Yeah.
So that's important to me too. And for me, one of the things I wanted to do this year is, I'm a people pleaser. And that could be a good thing, but it can also be a bad thing. And for me, sometimes it's a bad thing. So I hate to say it, but your girl about to be mad, selfish this coming up year.
Oh, you have to.
Bravo.
Because I feel like I exert myself. Like you said, you're tired. I feel like I give to so
maybe
many
that's what it is.
People and things and situations.
Oh,
and I'm like, my energy is just drained.
Yes.
I'm giving it out so much.
And you entertain.
But now it's like, I need to hold back. I need to hold this for me. I need to pour it into my cup because it's kind of empty.
For sure. Mm-hmm. You just gave us the brilliant answer.
Thank
you.
You're welcome.
You just gave us the brilliant answer to the year.
So for me, it's 2025 is going to be the year of I'm going to be selfish, a little bit of selfishness.
And that's okay.
So hopefully.
You're not a bad person. I mean, we know you.
Everybody understands.
No. I mean, us knowing you, we know you're a good human being. You're a good spirit. So if people don't understand that, that's okay.
Right.
Because you have every right to be selfish, because maybe that's the discipline that you say you need.
That I need.
Because, I mean, I should just say that.
Let's rephrase that instead of saying being selfish.
I mean, technically, it's true.
I can just be like, I'm loving myself more.
No. Yes. It's your
era
where
you have to be selfish to level yourself, though.
Yeah.
Most rich people have to be, you have to have some sort of selfishness. Because then, if not, then you're not going to be rich. So imagine being a millionaire and then you just, yeah, there you go. Here's 50 for you, 50.
Yeah.
Everybody gets 50. And then you're broken and you're like, damn it, I was not selfish. Being
and
selfish,
I know they spent it already.
Yeah. I think like, and I know it sounds almost like a negative word in a way.
Selfish,
but it's really not. Because in a way, we're just saying like we're tired of being the yes for everybody.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Come on. Yeah, girl, I got you. Motivating, you know, doing all of these extras for other people, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, what about ourselves? Like, do we do that enough?
Yeah.
So I think it's okay to, I feel like sometimes once you get to that stage where you're so focused, you do get selfish. You have to.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing. It just means that you're trying to focus on yourself. At that point.
Well, that's what your girl's doing.
Yeah.
I think we all need to do that.
Yeah.
I think everyone
for
needs
sure.
to be a little selfish.
100%.
It's okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Just don't have too much. I mean, you can. For example, you can still be selfish, but yet have plenty of humility.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know?
Like, for sure.
Not ego in a way, but like, I'm selfish. This is the reason why I'm selfish, but I have a lot of humility.
Right.
Like, and I think it's deserving, though.
I think so, too.
Like, we need it.
Yeah.
I work my damn ass off at this.
That part.
Like, I'm so tired.
I was like, I be looking at my life. I'm so like, tired. I work so much.
I don't want to work for nobody no more.
Like, why am I doing this to myself? Yeah. I just sit there like,
I don't want to do free anymore. I'm so tired of doing stuff for free. Pay me.
Pay me.
I'll take $50 gift card. Something. Anything. Please, just give me something. Yes. And I think it's okay. Yeah. I really think it's okay. Do you think, so what would say, now I don't like, I'm going to, let's go to Gigi. I'm going to ask you this. What, when you are setting up your plans based on everything we talked about, right? What would you say is the most important thing on your bucket list? Out of the thousands or millions,
because we know she has a lot.
What is that? Her brain never turns off. That one bucket list where you like, I mean, I don't want to say don't really talk about it, but just give us like a little like my bucket list. This is what I really want to do for my bucket list.
For me, I think it's more self-grow.
Okay.
You know, you can put so many intentions out there for you to accomplish whatever goals is that you're trying to accomplish for the new year. But if you still haven't worked in making sure that you grow, you know, personally, just the way you think, the way you process information, growing your self-awareness, which is so important. For you to
that emotional intelligence,
intelligence that all of us needs to build, because you know we constantly working with people and assisting others. So I think that's one of my biggest for me is just self growth.
Good.
Yeah, I think it's important too. Yeah, I think you with having goals is that's a really good goal to have.
Yeah. That interpersonal goal.
You know, of yourself.
That it's reflection, like yeah. I know what I need to work on. Let's start here.
It's so important.
And you hold yourself accountable.
Yeah.
Please.
Because at the end of the day, we always seeking for someone else to assist us in making sure we stay accountable. But what about you?
Yeah.
What about what you setting yourself to, you know, to be able to accomplish and how you get back to yourself and say, you know what, I didn't do it the way I expected, but I do know what I need to work on myself to be able to hold myself accountable to get what I need to do.
Exactly.
So, you know, I think going back to self-growth, it is so important that you focus in making sure that you grow mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and you become the person that you see yourself being, you know? And then by you becoming the person you see yourself being, that is going to gain you all the goals that you're trying to set yourself to accomplish 100%. For the next year. 100%. You know, you can grab a piece of paper and write so many, I see myself doing this. I see myself getting all this stuff. But are you working in that self-development that is necessary, that is going to align you with that version of you that you see yourself being, you know? So, yeah.
Nice.
What about you, Rashia? What's that one thing you're like, this is what I want starting next year?
Just one thing, Rashia.
This is that. This, please.
Listen,
I'm
like flipping through my pages like, ooh, which one? But the one that stands out the most is me putting myself and God first.
Mm. Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Going to church more.
Okay. Yeah.
And then just like I said, that selfishness part, that's me putting me first.
Yeah. Putting you first.
It's like I said, like, you know, you have it in me.
Yeah.
But because I'm giving it out to so many other things and people and places, I need to pull back because that's the only way I feel like I'm going to get to that next level where I want to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And in 2024, I did a lot of like reflection on myself. Yeah. I asked some of my friends like, hey, why are we friends?
Right.
And what am I contributing to you? Right. And what are you giving back to me?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That type of thing.
Girl.
So that
you
was
went up and asked your friends about that? Girl, why are we friends?
why are we besties?
Know. Like, why are
you over
in my
here
life?
Remembering the date we met and everything? Why?
Why are we really friends?
Yeah.
Like, I want to know where we're going to be after this.
Right. Even like people so that, important. You know, like me and Gigi met. I wanted to get in shape. I wanted to compete. And you're then right. Our friendship just evolved
yeah. right,
from
right,
that.
Right.
You and I meeted in the fashion industry and all of that. So, like, it's just like, let me, one, reevaluate people I have around me, people that I'm communicating with, hanging out with, spending my time with. I mean, my dog can only do so much. he tries to talk back. But he gives me a lot of side eye.
I can't deal with you. This is too much for me.
So it's just me. I had to just sit back and just look at my life and be like, okay, these are the things that I need to change. These are the things that I want to do. These are the people that I want to be around. These are the people that I don't want to be around. Like, I had to do a lot of deep inner thoughts, self-reflection. Yeah.
I did shadow work.
Yes. I did a lot of, like, just praying and visualization. Yeah. Like, before I go to bed, I listen to my sounds and I just run things through my head. Yeah. Like, okay, this is what I need to do.
Yeah.
And then it hit me like, girl, go be selfish in 2025.
Yeah.
Stop
100%,
it.
Yeah.
You should have already been where you needed to be. Mm-hmm. But because of this, and this, we had to pivot. So that's kind of put me and God first type thing.
I think it's beautiful. Yes. I love that. I love that about you. Like, you have a goal, but your goal is not even. And what I love about what you guys have mentioned, there was no money involved with that.
Mm-hmm. No, and that will come.
What really made me so happy.
Yeah. Once we get to the right place,
You didn't even say I want money. I want no. Y'all just say this is what I want to do, and I say, and I think that's how you get your abundance.
Yeah,
to be honest, because it's not like you're not putting money first, but it's just your intention are there. But I think it's very important.
Sometimes I don't even think money will be that one thing that will make me extremely happy. Like, that's not going to feed my soul.
No, it may pay your bills and all.
It may
that,
pay my bills, get me my fancy car. You know, let me go on my vacations.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be that one thing that feeds
your soul.
My soul. So that's what I'm. That's more important to seek out than, okay, let me get this six-figure job or let me start this business or that money will come once you're in the right place.
Yep.
And it's just going to flow to you naturally. You ain't going to know what to do with
it. You're just going to be to a point you're like, what the hell did I just hit?
Yeah.
This is like, how do I stop it? Well
I don't want to stop it. Keep it going as long as I'm alive.
I think for me, everything that I have sort of set up for myself are happening. But because everything you guys have mentioned, for example, I made sure I was in the right place mentally, spiritually, physically, right? I made sure of that. I had a ritual because I think we all have a ritual, all of us.
Of some sort,
I had to create a ritual where I needed to be. I had to say to myself, okay, Kai, you can't keep doing this. You're in fashion and half of the stuff you're doing, you're not getting paid exactly how you want to be paid. What is it that you need to do to be on the next level?
Mm-hmm.
You are a creative person, but it seems like you're stuck somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it? I had to look at myself and had to say, okay, God, for the next 3-5 years, this is what I want. This is during COVID. You know, I was going to my mental stuff, and something said, my aunt who lives in Florida, she's everything to me. I mean, I love that woman. She said, hey, why don't you just come here and then just refresh your mind for 1 week? I was like, okay. I went there for 1 week and hanging out with her, and it just gave me a very, and I'm glad that I kind of
went
away from Columbus to clear my mind.
Sometimes you need that.
Yeah.
I hung out with some of her friends, and all of her friends are all millionaires. And
again,
all of her friends are all business
You need
owners.
To be in the room with the people that you want to be like.
Time out. Wait, what? All this woman, they do this, they do that. Oh, yeah, we got you, Kai. What do you want to do? No worry. When you're ready, just move to Florida. We got you. As soon as you move to Florida, we're going to help you because you do events. Oh, yeah, we do. And I'm like, what? I don't even know you people. What's happening? That's how I realized. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm in the wrong city. Like, I have outgrown Columbus so much. Now I'm at the point I'm like, I feel like I'm in the wrong city. I'm not saying that I can still make this a hub, but I need to be somewhere where I can be selfish.
Yeah.
Because everything that I've wanted, God is like, hey, it's there. You don't want a stalling.
Yeah.
Because I was everything. I mean, I got married. I got a kid. Everything is flowing. Everything that I want when I manifested, it's happening.
Right.
I don't have to beg for it. Money comes to me in a way, even, this is not even about, abundance comes to me in a way it's natural. I mean, my last name means abundance, those with abundance. So it comes to me naturally. But then I'm like, why am I not reaching the peak that I need to, mm-hmm. to reach? What is it that I'm doing wrong? I had to do my ritual again. So I have this thing that I do, guys. This is my personal ritual. So you don't know nobody but it took this. I used to do this in November. So every year in November, before the year is over, mm-hmm. I always fast for 3 days. And my fasting involved putting my intention. I don't write anything. I just put in my intention, say, God, I'm gonna talk to you. For the next 3-5 years, this is where I want to be. Mm-hmm. I'm not asking for money, but I'm asking for this type of growth so I can take care of my family. I can take care of my dad. I can take care of everybody to make sure that they're okay. I want you to use me as an abundance so I can bless other.
Yeah.
But the most important thing that I want you to teach me is how to be humble. Because I know once you receive the abundance, even if it's money, it changes you. It could change you. And the most important thing that I feel like God has been teaching me is how to be patient when it comes mm-hmm. to abundance. Now that I have it, God's like, okay, I'm going to give it to you, but here's the thing, though. I know if I give it to you now, you won't last even a year.
Yeah.
You're going to waste it away. So I'm going to have to teach you how to have humility and how to be patient and how not to give it away. Because
right.
you know you give it away too fast. You have it. You want to share with everybody. That's not what I want of you. But there are certain people that I'm going to bring in your life that you have to help. And based on those people, I'm going to release everything to you in 2025. So now I'm like, okay, so that's the goal. Okay, I'm ready. And he's like, well, there's going to be a lot of, you know, ups and downs. Don't give up, but I need you to learn how to have divine silence.
Yep.
The most important thing I feel like human being needs when we want something, we get so caught up with all this stuff. I'm like, you need divine silence. Divine silence doesn't mean you need to shut the fuck up. It just means that you need to listen to your inner self. You need to reflect that energy that says, you know what, this is what we want and I'm ready for it.
Exactly.
And then when you start practicing divine silence, it brings a certain peace to you. That's when the most important thing you say is selfish. And then you're like, okay, I'm ready now.
I knew I was evolving mentally and changing when like certain things that used to make me mad.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I ain't even got time. Yeah. I'm too tired to give you any energy.
Any energy. I just
towards
don't
that
have it.
Or
no.
towards mm-hmm. this place yeah. or going here. No. Like, nope. Mm-hmm. I'm cool.
There's certain places where I'm like, I get invited to go and I'm just like, I used to be excited to go. Events, fashion events and everything. Now I'm just like, nah.
Same.
Hi, why? I'm like, no.
No.
But it's going to be, I'm like, no.
I already know what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Like, so I waste the good outfit.
Yeah. Being there, done that. It's like, I'm going to show up in a good outfit. I'm going to meet the same people, the same energy.
Yep.
And then it's like almost being like, say, in a limbo. And I'm like, I don't know. No. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to break away from that limbo, from that matrix, because then I'm just going to be the same exact person again.
And I don't want to be the same person that I was in 2024. I'm not trying to bring her into 2025. We are going to be new and improved. And yeah, so.
I feel like
I totally get that.
Yeah, I'm more happy where I say to myself and I say, God, when a time comes for me, hide me.
Mm-hmm.
When a moment for me to be selfish, I need you to hide me.
Yeah,
I don't want to be seen. I don't want to be known.
Yeah, I'm gonna disappear for a minute.
Like people are like, what the hell happened to that person? And then I just want people to see me somewhere. Wait, what?
Like what happened?
What happened? This dude is doing what here
this,
and
this
there?
And that.
That's all I want.
Yeah,
that's my goal. Like, where people see me, I'm traveling. They don't even know where I am half of the time. Oh, yeah, he's in Dubai. He's in Abu Dhabi. Oh, he's in Greece with his family. Oh, yeah, he's somewhere in Bali. Wait, what? What the fuck does he do? What does he do?
Exactly.
What kind of drugs is he selling? That's how you know you got your abundance. When people start coming
making
up
stuff. Like, yep. I think they're doing this, this, and this.
I think they're doing this, yeah.
No.
They're selling their soul to
I'm
the black market.
I'm just highly favored and blessed. I'm the chosen one.
Yeah. Ritual is very important, guys, especially like if you're wanting change. Ritual, even if it's something you have to do, like a cleanse. I love doing cleanse every 6 months. And then
same.
I have one where I do usually towards the end of the year just to put my intention. Here's the thing, too. I don't really believe spiritually, as a spiritual person, I'm going to say this. I really don't believe in time, right? Here's why I don't believe in time, because anything can happen at any moment. But here's the most important thing you should always do. Be ready. So being able to be ready, cleanse yourself from anything that you know that's not meant to be in your life. Let it go. For example, If you want change, you have to be the change. You have mm-hmm. to take those action. You can't just sit
it
there.
Starts
and,
with you.
Yeah, you can't just be like, I want this. Well, what are you doing to get what you need?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's how you can't accomplishing your goals doesn't mean you got to sit there and you got to write it down. Yeah, you can write it down and everything.
Action, people, action.
Rashia said, she might be writing it down, but she's doing it. She's got a lot going on for herself.
Doing the work.
Yeah.
I really like what you said. About you have to be the change.
Yeah.
You have to be able 100%. To change. And I want to go deeper into that because I know as we all expressing our own experience when it comes to like getting ready for the new year, everybody has their own ritual. Everybody has their own mm-hmm. way to do things to prepare for the next year. Mm-hmm. But I think at the end of the day, what you do, making sure you focus in the three most important aspects in your life, which is your mental, your body, and your spirit.
That part.
Those three identities, those three components are the most important things for you to focus on.
Mm-hmm. Quality over quantity.
In order for you to receive, you have to be ready to receive.
Exactly.
And what that means is making sure that you do whatever is necessary to prepare your body, to prepare your mind, mm-hmm. and to prepare your spirit mm-hmm. to receive this new version of you mm-hmm. that you are manifesting, that you are praying, that you, meditating, visualizing, yeah. whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. It starts with you, okay? I know there's so many people there. I see a lot of people on social media that, you know, like I said, everybody has different rituals and different things to do. You know, people sometimes just like Rishia mentioned, she likes to write her goals and just kind of like, you know, visualize it. You know, Kai here is more into focusing his spirit and, you know, praying and putting that intention to God. You know, everybody has their own ways. But at the end of the day, if you're one of those people out there, that you go to your closet and you start throwing things because you think that's the best thing for you to start getting some of the stuff that you want.
I don't want this Gucci anymore.
That you start doing,
toss it out.
You know, you start deleting all your emails, you know, reaching out to people that, you know, they don't stay in touch with you, whatever it is that you're doing. I just want to tell you, that's just the physical. That's just like the bare minimum that you're doing. And that's not going to assist you.
That's not enough.
That's not enough. In order for you to receive what you want, you have to be able to go all in. Mm-hmm. All in. If you need to start probably eating a little bit better, I wouldn't say maybe, you know, start a meal plan or a diet and getting to those crazy diets out there that people start doing or whatever, fasting, whatever is it that you think you can do. I want you to set up realistic goals.
Yes.
I think we talked about this last time.
All I'm saying is you're still ugly even if you do all of that.
Set
realistic goals
for you. What is it that I
want?
Question yourself. What is it that I want? What is it that I got to do in order for me to accomplish some of the things that I see myself accomplishing? How much I have to compromise of the things that I already have in order for me to be the version of myself, who I need to start forgiving. Mm-hmm. Okay? Y'all do so many rituals out there and so many things and meal plans and whatever, but you're not focusing and making sure you also feed your spirit and you also release some of the stuff that we continue holding. Anger, resentment, jealousy.
All that.
Okay, that also is stopping you in order for you to move forward.
Yeah.
So, again, going back to what I said, focusing the three most important aspects in your life, which is your mental, your physical, and your spiritual.
Amen.
Write it down. Write down next to each those identities, which are yourself, what areas I need to improve. You know, I talk about self-development, self-growth. What is it that you need to start probably reading a book?
Yeah.
Maybe
going to therapy.
Going to therapy if it's needed. Maybe start following a podcast. Maybe us.
Yeah.
There's something that probably can assist you and guide you that can help you along your journey.
Yeah. For the physical, get in the gym.
Yeah. Yes. For the
even
physical,
if it's
get
like
in the gym.
2 days a week.
Yeah.
Do something physical.
Yeah. Do something
get those
physical.
10,000 steps.
Absolutely.
Something.
You know,
change up your meal plan.
Yes.
Or, you know, talk to someone about a meal plan.
Talk to someone that can assist you. There's
or
so many
if you
help
eat a lot
there.
Of sugar, like your girl.
Stop cutting a little bit
let's
of that
cut
sugar.
It back. Let's cut it back. Instead of eating the whole cake, only eat half the cake.
Yes.
I feel like I'm being judged. I feel like they're talking about me.
No, I'm talking about me.
Let me tell you. As soon as you said that, I was looking at my doctor because I did my little doctor blood test today, and the first thing that was
the
high
sugar.
Was my sugar. Oh. And I'm like, ah, damn it.
All the cake.
All that birthday
all
cake.
That birthday
all that birthday cake. All that cheesecake. Which
and
is
I got to meet
eating.
My doctor Monday night. I'm going to be like, ah, crap. You need more water.
Yeah. So, yeah, just start with those little things as, that you can. You'll see an improvement, especially 100%. If you're consistent at doing the work.
Yeah. And then maybe, you know, if you're struggling of, you know, stay consistent, maybe start questioning yourself, what is it that I can do going back to realistic goals? Mm-hmm. That I can set realistic goals for myself where I can start learning how to be more disciplined, how I can be more consistent with the things that I'm saying that I'm going to do, how I can hold myself accountable for me.
Yeah.
For you, not for the other person. Mm. Okay? This
I know
is about
a good
self-growth.
Starting point for everybody is
100%.
Make your bed.
Yes.
First thing in the morning, get out that bed, you make that bed.
Mm-hmm. Like you're in the military.
Yeah, that's the start of it.
Like
make your bed, and then
it can be a
that will be a smooth little routine that you do every single day.
You're putting that discipline.
You're doing it every day. It's accountability. Mm-hmm. If you come home from work all day and you be like, dang, I didn't make my bed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you just see it and it's a mess and unkept. Mm-hmm. We don't want unkept people.
Yeah.
Make your bed.
Yeah. It can be a simple goal just as that.
Yeah.
Or maybe start drinking more water. You
listen,
know?
Instead of two glasses.
As soon as y'all say that.
Let's do three.
I need to put a bottle.
And then it slowly and it slowly start building yourself
increase
up.
It. Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you're the only one who needs to be accountable for yourself. Nobody's going to come and save you. Nobody's going to come and
I'm not going to call Giselle. Like, girl, did you make your bed this morning?
I didn't. But I didn't. I'm an honest person. But
neither did I.
But all I want to say is that, you know, at the end of the day, you have to make sure that you focus in improving yourself.
Agreed.
Do not complain if things are not going the way
it's
you
your
want
fault
to.
If it doesn't go
because
in the way it's
the
your
only
fault.
One that you should be complaining it's you yourself because you're the only one who can hold yourself accountable.
You better go take a look in that mirror.
We need to be the adult and take responsibility and say, you know what, I'm done. This new year I'm going to start making the changes that are necessary in my life for me to see things differently. Mm-hmm. Maybe I need going to start, like Rishia mentioned before, she started questioning her friends.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a great example because you do know the value that you possess within yourself. You going to start questioning who are the friends that are there for you.
Mm-hmm.
What is the benefit for you to hold this friendship?
Mm-hmm.
What's
any relationship?
This change of, you know, help and knowledge and mm-hmm. guidance that you can receive. And, you know, she mentioned that she's going to start being more selfish.
Yeah.
And that's amazing because you start realizing, wait a minute, I'm being pouring to everyone. I'm being assisting all these people for so long.
Mm-hmm.
It is time for me to pour into my glass. It is time for me to start practicing more self-love.
Right.
And a lot of people think that self-love is just like going, getting my nails done and getting my hair done, a spa day and all
facial
that.
Facial and massage.
That's self-maintenance.
Yes.
That's self-
There's a difference.
Maintenance. Self-love is when you start questioning everything. around you. Everyone that you talk to, your time.
Yeah, and I'm an Aquarius, so I overly think everything.
Oh, boy.
I'm an introvert, extrovert when I need to be. But, like, I'm always in my head. And when it leaves my head and it goes down to my heart, that's when I know I need to switch something up.
Yep.
And, like I said, 2024, it's been that type of transition for me.
Yeah. When you make sure that your mind, your heart is in alignment, which is very difficult to accomplish. It's very difficult to accomplish for air signs like us.
Because we like to go flowing with the wind. We just out here like, yup, where we going?
That was beautiful. That was really beautiful. I mean, just having you guys... this was a really good topic. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it, ladies. Mm-hmm. I really did. Mm-hmm. So in conclusion, before we let go, I'm going to start with you, Gigi. Just to kind of finalize this pilot for today, anything you want to add or to our listeners or anything else maybe that steps or anything, routines or just whatever?
Yeah, absolutely. Going back to what I mentioned, start focusing in you. I know there's so many competition out there. I know social media is bombarding us with so much that is keeping us distracted from our true self. For start working, you know, what the things that I mentioned, your mind, your body, your spirit, you know, maybe set, like I said, realistic goals when you take your phone and put it on a side for 5-10 minutes and then just be in silence. And start questioning yourself. Start questioning yourself. Mm-hmm. Where am I? What I'm doing? What I'm heading? And then work towards making that change. Because when the new year comes and you haven't seen any accomplishments, you haven't been able to get none of the stuff that you wanted. See yourself wanting, again, it goes back to you. What have you done to improve yourself?
Yeah. Wow. Rashia, conclusion.
Yeah. To kind of piggyback on what Gigi was saying, focusing on yourself, doing that inner work, it starts there. But once you get to a point where you feel like you've had that reflection, it's time to actually make that reflection into action. You got to move forward. Don't just sit on it and just don't look at the paper. Mm. Like, do the things in your day-to-day to let yourself reach that goal. Like I said, as easy as making the bed. Like she said, you know, put your phone to the side. Like, I put my phone to the side. Like, I have an alarm on my phone. Mm-hmm. Bedtime, 9:00.
Yeah.
But it alerts me an hour ahead where I'm not touching my phone. Right. Or I try not to be on my phone. Mm-hmm. I put it in the charger in a whole nother room. Mm-hmm. I'm in another room getting my life together because I think about my next day.
Right. Yeah.
So just setting those type of intentions of like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. Monday, work out. Eat this. Eat that. Take my supplements. Drink my water. Mm-hmm. All of my water. Mm-hmm. You know, make sure I'm saying my prayers if I have to have my spiritual. I have a spiritual afternoon where I go and pray and all that type of stuff. So
for
me, it's just like set that intention, do that reflection, but make sure you move into action. So make sure you go after it. Don't just sit there and procrastinate. Like, I'm going to get to it.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I would like to say when I think of something, I like to act on it right when I think of it.
Yes. Absolutely.
So I'm like, ooh, I want to be a content creator. Okay, let me. What do I need to do to be a content creator?
Mm-hmm.
I'm diving in. I'm going down the rabbit hole of research. Mm-hmm. What cameras and tools I need. What angles I need in my house. I need to clean up my house. Mm-hmm. That type of stuff. Mm-hmm. So like, always just having that intention, but also backing it up with that action.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Wow. So you've heard it. So now, hey, you over there. I know you're listening. Sit down. Sit down real quick. Let me talk to you. I need you to get a glass of wine. Water, beer, I don't care. Coffee, tea, whatever that you need. Okay, listen to me. This conversation was beautiful, right? Through our conversation about goals for whatever that you've accomplished between a few years ago until now and then your coming year, January 1st, right? So let me talk to you. I don't know where you got going on January 1st. Our conversation was very simple. Right? We didn't make it complicated. We didn't tell you to go do it. No, we just told you, listen, this is where we are. This is what it is. And this is how you can find, maybe get it done your way. We didn't tell you to do it our way. We're just telling you how to do it your way. You've heard us mention physically. We've mentioned mentally and spiritually. So now it's your time. Everything is realistic, but sometimes it's not. I'm not telling you that, you know, everything you're not going to accomplish everything out of 100%. Yeah, maybe you're one of those that, you know, that very you like to challenge yourself and you get things done. But the most important thing in this conversation, you're the one that's listening. We didn't say anything about money. We did not say anything about money. Mm. We've mentioned it, but it has not been, we want to get rich now. No, we say this is the type of discipline you need if you want to receive abundance. We did not use the word money. We say abundance.
Abundance can be so many things. It's so important
because it can be so many things, so many blessings.
Abundance of love, joy, so happiness. Many.
Because that's what you need, my friend. Mm-hmm. That's what you need. So if you're listening and you need clarity on how to pack up your life in 2025 and you're struggling and you don't know and you have a New Year resolution, again, I'm not against New Year resolution. It's not for me. But if that's for you and that's the way you're going to start, hey, by the way, please go right ahead. Go right ahead. But just remember one thing. If you don't take care of you mentally, and spiritually and physically, it's very difficult. It's very, very difficult to really tap into the things that you need to tap in. So I just wanted to mention that so we kind of have a conclusion. So after this, we're all just going to go freestyle for the next few more minutes, at least maybe 5-10 minutes, just to kind of let you know, just conversation where, yeah, you know, our do's and don't for us. So, but I wanted to give you this conclusion so at least you know how important it is to be disciplined, and especially if you're trying to accomplish for you to be a millionaire, because that's your goal. You want to be rich. And especially, and one thing that I hate about, like, in this generation, too, so many people want to be so rich so fast.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah.
I just hate it. It's like they don't have the discipline. It's like you're just a lab rat that will just sit there, and then you're like, how do you? I want to know how they're doing it. Mm-hmm. Like, here we are. We have a set of goals. We're disciplined. And then there's somebody that just comes out of nowhere, and then boom. It's like, I'm like, what are they doing? How did they figure it out?
I don't know.
That's very interesting. I'm very curious how they're all figuring this stuff out.
I think at the end of the day, either you're getting an easy way and you still haven't been able to build that discipline, what's the point? You're not going
to
be...
It's like that thing, like, he gives it to you, but you're not ready for it. You're not prepared for it. Right. And then something tragic or something bad happens and you lose it all.
Yes.
And then you're homeless.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like one of those things. Like you weren't prepared for it. I gave it to you too soon.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got to take it away from you because you didn't use it in the right way.
So you can learn the lessons.
Exactly. I just want to be like them people that win the lottery. Okay. Let me win the lottery.
Well, I don't know. Have y'all seen what happened with people after they win the lottery?
That's what I'm saying. I need to win it so I can figure out how they get poor again.
How are you getting poor again?
Ow.
You just won almost $1 billion.
Because they didn't build that discipline.
But the thing is, like, you telling me this $7 million lottery, right? So we're going to take Uncle Sam away. Uncle Sam comes and says, okay, out of $750, we're going to take about $4 million. So the rest, we don't care how you do it. So then taxes and all of that. So you're still left with a good chunk of money. Let's just say you left out of $750, you're left with $150 million. How are you poor again? I want to know how. I'm over here saying, God, if I'm giving that opportunity, what?
Like, if you send me these numbers and I play these tomorrow, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Y'all gonna be like, where's Rashia?
Oh, my God.
I ain't seen or heard from her.
No.
You don't understand. I am putting on Facebook looking for an accountant. I will give $5 million. Because that's the first thing I'm doing, getting an accountant. Because them taxes. Because what is it, though? It's like people just really. And again, this is not to bash anyone that has done in and went poor, because, you know, it's almost like an addiction in a way, right?
Yeah.
That's what it is. But it's like, I don't get how they get poor again.
Yeah, like how you get hundreds of millions of dollars. Not even just millions.
No.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
How?
It's
And
it's
you go
crazy.
Broke within 5 years.
Yeah, it's or going. Less. Nuts to me.
It's literally going back to what you mentioned before when it comes to like making sure that you build a discipline. That you build the knowledge to make sure that you understand how to grow that abundance, how to multiply that abundance, instead of you wasting all of it.
Right.
And by the way, I just want to say to give a shout out to Atabai University.
Yes.
Atabai University, yes, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
For allowing us to put this project together. For all our community, mm-hmm. we appreciate you, Atabai. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
But yes, it is insane.
It is crazy. I went down. I watched a couple of episodes of those people that win millions of dollars from the lottery,
and then those that win twice. What kind of
how you win back to back?
Back to back.
What juju did you?
I hate this life.
Like what prayer, sir? Are you saying?
I need to know.
Can you email it to me?
Somebody figure it out, the algorithm, because you're winning twice. Millions, and then you're back to being poor again? Nah, son.
In his mind, he probably like, well, let me just go play these numbers again. Third luck's a charm.
It's just amazing. It really makes me sad that, you know, you see so many.
But I tells you, though. Some people can't control being millionaires.
Yeah.
For sure.
It really makes me sad.
It makes me
very sad.
I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I know exactly how to.
You know, because
I got a plan.
Instead of that being an event of a blessing in your life, mm-hmm. it's actually a curse.
For some people,
it's a curse. Yeah. I mean, you cannot see it now because you are woohoo, enjoying your life and having all fun.
But with that kind of money.
But you're at the same time, you're not.
But the only thing is with that kind of money, though.
Right.
But how do you deal with that kind of money, too? When you have millions, like, how would you deal with millions? Mm-hmm. And some people, they're not used to that sort of lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Oof.
Yeah. Well, I've been visualizing myself in that lifestyle.
Yeah.
So I'm ready for the lifestyle.
I know that's right. Yeah. I know that's right.
So
we are ready.
We are ready.
Well, but
thank you. We're just gonna finish up here. We do apologize, guys. We're just having a quick technical issues here. But for our listener, we appreciate you.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening.
Yep.
And then we're not trying to hurt anybody. That's
that are millionaires. Mm-hmm.
We just want to know how you did it so we can be smart.
Smart and wise. When we get there.
Yes, when we get there. But thank you. I am your host, Kai. You can find me on Instagram, codename Kai. Thank you so much. We appreciate that.
We love you. Bye-bye.
Peace.
Thank you.
Smooches.
Bye.